The first reading is taken from the book of the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you're conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through our Lord Jesus. This is the will of God, your holiness. That you refrain from immorality, that each of you know how to acquire a wife for himself in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion as do the Gentiles who do not know God. Not to take advantage or exploit a brother or sister in this matter, for the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you before and solemnly affirmed. For God did not call us to impurity, but to holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this disregards not a human being, but God, who also gives his Holy Spirit to you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many isles be glad. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. The mountains mount like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all peoples see his glory. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the lives of his faithful ones. From the hand of the wicked, he delivers them. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. Light dawns for the just and gladness for the upright of heart. Be glad in the Lord, you just, and give thanks to his holy name. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples this parable, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, on taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, 'Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' And all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise ones replied, 'No, there may be not enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves.' While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, 'Lord, Lord, open the door for us.' But he said to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore stay awake, for you know not neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so again, Jesus tells us to stay awake. And so what are we called to do? Well, Paul tells us, this is God's will. What is God's will for me, God? Father, what is God's will for me? He says, holiness. Again, you've heard me say we must be saints or we'll go to hell. What does it mean to be a saint? Again, I've told you a million times, and God's will and our will becomes one. So Paul explicitly talks about purity here, that we're called to be pure of mind, heart, body. And so this happens by being a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're called to be holy, not for you, not for your pride, not to sit there and say, look how holy I am. I have never had an impure thought or action. I've been so, so good. If you have been, it's not anything because of you. It's all because of the Holy Spirit of God who is in you. You are his temple. And if you struggle with purity, you got to ask the Holy Spirit to take full control of your heart and your life. And he will. He will make sure the place he dwells is holy and pure. But you can't do it yourself. You need grace. You need him. You need to be a saint. And that comes all from grace, not from you. So surrender to the Holy Spirit. Be the temple God's called you to be. And be holy. This is God's will for you in Christ. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.